Good afternoon. Welcome back to another episode of Logan's Devotions. It's great to be together again after the Christmas and New Year's break. Wonderful to start back off where we were in the Gospel of Mark. Hope you had a blessed Christmas and a wonderful break away. And I'm looking forward to getting back into these again. So we're going to be turning through to the Gospel of Mark once again and looking at Mark chapter 4, verse 26 through 29. But before I read that, let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for the break from devotions that we've had as we've been able to holiday and celebrate the birth of Christ and everything else in between. We pray, Lord, that as we turn back to your word again in the Gospel of Mark, that you would bless it to us, use it to strengthen us and nourish us, that we might know him and love him more. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Mark chapter 4, 26 to 29. And he said, being Jesus, "The kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed on the ground. He sleeps and rises night and day, and the seed sprouts and grows. He knows not how. The earth produces by itself, first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. But when the grain is ripe at once, he puts in the sickle because the harvest has come." Well, it's wonderful to be able to open up Gospel of Mark again. I wonder if you can remember where we've been up to. Previously, we were looking at the teaching of Jesus. We saw Jesus opening up the parable of the sower, that very well-known parable that most of us are very familiar with. And now Jesus moves along and he's talking about the kingdom of God. He's unpacking the reality of the kingdom of God for us. And he likens it to a man who scatters some seed. And so we see this man in verse 26, "Kingdom of God's like a man who scatters some seed on the ground." So you can imagine this farmer just plodding through the ground and just throwing it out. He just throws out a seed here, there, and everywhere. And then he returns and goes and does some other business. We see that in the continuing verse 27. "He sleeps and rises night and day, and the seed sprouts and grows, he knows not how." So in other words, the idea is that this man, he sows the seed and then he goes out and he does other work. He goes and does his other business. He digs his fields over. He does whatever it is that this particular farmer does. And then as that happens, in the background, there's something going on. That field where he sowed that seed, there is growth. There are plants beginning to pop up here and there. And if you've ever seen a field grow, you know what this looks like. It starts just with that tiny little line of green dots, and then the green dots become bigger and it grows into a full plant, like the one behind me that's been growing over the summer period. It grows and grows, and then we see what happens in verse 28. "The earth produces by itself, first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. But when the grain is ripe at once, he puts in the sickle because the harvest has come." So you can picture this farmer, can't you? That the plant pops up, grows bigger, gets bigger, produces the fruit, becomes fully matured, produces everything needed, and then what does he do? He goes out and harvests. So Jesus is teaching us about the kingdom of God. So what on earth is this parable about? Well, there's a few things to observe and note in this parable. Firstly, note that whether the man knows about how it happens or not, the plants continue to grow. So whether the farmer knows how photosynthesis happens and how everything else happens that causes things to grow, the plant is going to grow. Nature is going to do its thing. God is going to cause it to grow up, and he will just benefit from it. Well, we can learn a lesson from that in the sense that whether we understand how the Spirit moves and in what way the Spirit moves makes no difference. The kingdom of God will continue to grow. As the seed is sown, as the sun shines, and as the water is poured upon it, the kingdom of God continues to grow, even in the ignorance of those who are doing the work. And we can learn a follow-on lesson from that, and that is that whether we know it or not, whether we know how it works, whether we know why it works, whether we even know it's happening, we are called to faithfulness. You see, the farmer is called to go and plant the seed, whether he knows how it works or not. The farmer is called to harvest the plants, whether he knows how it got there or not. He is called to faithfulness in the task that he has been given. And it's the same for you and I in the kingdom. We are called to respond. We are called to work. We are called to sow the seed. You and I are called in the kingdom of God in different roles. Some of us are called to be preachers. Some of us are called to be mums. Some of us are called to be dads. Some of us are called to be workers. Some of us are called to be Sunday school teachers or creche people or any variety of different things. But all of us are called to faithfulness in the kingdom of God. All of us are called to work in that field. You see, there is a sowing that needs to happen. There is a harvesting that needs to happen. Yes, God gives the growth, but we are called to faithful ministry. And it's, I think, a great message that the church today needs to hear with everything that's going on around us. Whatever's happening in our world right now, the most important thing that you and I latch onto is that we are found faithful before God. We carry out our ministry. We do that which God has called us to do, whatever that is. Do not be found lazy. Do not be found wanting. Do not be found like the farmer not doing his job. What would happen if the farmer didn't harvest? There'd be nothing to eat. And so let us be busy in the kingdom of God, whether we understand it or not. But there's another important principle that comes from this, and that's in the way it grows. Notice how the plant grows. He doesn't sow the seed and the plant just explode instantaneously. No, how does the kingdom of God grow? Well, the earth produces by itself. First the blade, then the ear, and then the full grain in the ear. Now, what's meant by that is that it doesn't just erupt. It doesn't just happen magically. The seed doesn't get planted one day and then the next day there's a full grain. No, it's got to grow all the way. And so too with the kingdom of God. And this is true on a personal level as well as on a church level. And that is that we should be expecting slow, natural growth. Yes, when we look through church history, we see moments of great revival, renewal, and reformation. However, that's not the norm. The norm is that God just continues to steadily grow and build his church and individuals throughout history. And that does raise the question for you personally, whether you are growing in this way. Are you today more growing up as a Christian inside the kingdom of God than you were 5 years ago? Or are you still just a tiny little sprout that's come up? We should be expecting to see that growth. And the same thing in our churches. We should be expecting our churches to grow in maturity and understanding in width and in depth. But then notice lastly, how important it is that we have God to be at work. You see, Jesus says the kingdom of God grows and the guy doesn't know how it happens, but the earth causes it to grow. And of course, we can see from that idea that the kingdom of God grows because God makes it grow. You see, we as the church are utterly dependent upon God. We are completely dependent upon God if we want to see any growth within the kingdom of God. We will not see the church advance and the kingdom advance unless God does it. And so, guess what that means for you and I? We need to be very, very dependent upon him. We need to be praying. We need to be asking him. We need to be coming to him with fervor and zeal, passionately requesting him to be gracious to us, to cause his spirit to move in our presence. If we are not going to be dependent upon God but think we can do it, we would be like the farmer who thinks he can make his plants grow. We would call that man a fool, wouldn't we? No, we all know that the plant grows and the farmer doesn't make it happen. He does all sorts of things, but he does not grow the plant. He may do the work that causes it to grow, but it's not him that causes the growth to take place. As Paul said, one man may plant, another may water, but God gives the growth. And that's true for you and I personally, and for our churches too.